Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number 3 here on WEEI Afternoons. We've spent the bulk of the first couple hours talking about the Boston Red Sox and their failure to land a big bat to this date, this point in the offseason. Schwarber's in Philly, Alonso's in Baltimore, and the Red Sox need to pivot. But now we're going to pivot to the big football game Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock game. We're seeing this more and more. Last week we had a 1 o'clock Bills-Bengals that everybody wanted to watch. Now we got 1 o'clock Drake May-Josh Allen that everybody wants.
It's a great game last Sunday.
A little 1 o'clock football doesn't always have to be in prime time to be a good game. So the Buffalo Bills, they need to win to stop the Patriots from winning the division. Very simply, your New England Patriots win the division, which means, obviously, you also get a playoff berth, clinch a playoff berth. If you win on Sunday, the Patriots already beat the Bills earlier this year in Buffalo. So, Ted Johnson, you were hot on this. You think this is a big football game. You wanted to get the ball rolling on sort of previewing and building up to this big game. I say Buffalo Bills. Where do you want to start? What is this game about?
Well, let's just, I think what we got to do is, I mean, well, this game's, the stakes are, you know, obviously you just laid it out. You know, the Patriots win, they are in. And I think they've kind of put the fan base of the Bills kind of in a place where they're going to be a lot of questions going into the offseason. You thought, the radio hosts in Buffalo last summer were upset by what they did in the offseason or inaction that occurred in the offseason. Wait till this offseason comes. So it's going to be a lot of pressure on that franchise if they lose to the Patriots to vastly improve, question whether or not they want to go forward with that head coach or not anymore. Sean McDermott's been kind of, I don't know, on the hot seat for a while now. This would be something, you know, a lot of it. And look, if they get in the playoffs and they make a run, then and that's all for naught. But losing to the Patriots just from a optical standpoint would be very, very bad for that franchise. So that's that. I think it's important to go back and look at the previous game. So the Buffalo Bills were 4-0 when they played the Patriots in Week 5. The Patriots, well, at that point, I think were 2-2, I believe. They had lost.
Sounds right.
To the Steelers and to the Raiders at that point.
Yes, sir.
If you remember, the Patriots, I mean, it was a close game. It was a 52-yard field goal that cinched the game, 23-20. But yet the Bills had 3 turnovers in that game to the Patriots 1. So the Patriots were +2 in turnover margin. James Cook had a good game. And had I'd say the running game for the Bills, which is still the number one rushing attack now as it was in Week 5. They had good success running the ball against the Patriots in Week 5. Will they have success this week, considering Milton Williams is not in the game, which he was in the first game? That has me a little bit concerned. The Buffalo Bills secondary was ranked the best secondary against the pass in week five. Guess what? They're still ranked the best passing defense going into week, 15 that they're in. So there's a lot of the same things are still kind of there that you have to deal with. The running game, the secondary being a ball-hawking secondary. They were, in a way, to win that game by 3 points, meanwhile winning the turnover margin by two. It was a close game. It's going to be a tough, tough game, and I wish maybe that the the Bills had lost that game last week. That maybe it would have had a different tone. But they're going to be ready to go. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. There was some, I felt like that team hit a little bit of a lull there, but it seems like they've bounced back. So this is a humdinger of a game. I love it. It's going to be a fun matchup. I can't wait for the game to start, but. Going back and looking at what the results in that first game, I think is worth a peek when you're trying to figure out how this game on Sunday is going
to
look.
One thing I hope the Patriots don't try to do, Cincinnati had no success doing, throwing on the outside with Ja'Marr Chase versus Christian Benford. That he had one catch until late in the third quarter when they decided to switch Ja'Marr Chase over into the slot, got him on the outside.
Yep.
Now, Benford obviously made an enormous play because he relocated and kind of covered Chase on the slot, made that incredible pick. But they had no success doing that. And as far as Josh Allen and their run game goes, James Cook, so long as he doesn't turn the ball over, has been dynamite all season. And late season Josh Allen is the Josh Allen that says, oops, it's not open, the hell with it, I'll run it myself. Because he saves the runs up for late season. That is an element of the game. He didn't do as much the first game, Ted. Now you're going to have to look for, okay, the 7 yards, I'll go get it. The 9 yards, I'll go get it. The 40-yard scramble for a tutty, I'll go get it.
Yeah, they're going to have to devise a plan to, because they spied him in the first game. Spying him is, to me, it's ineffective. I think you should do, because there's, four guys rush, and if the lanes are wide enough, Josh Allen can beat whatever Christian Ellis, Robert Spillane, Marte Mapu, whatever spy they put on him, with all that space, once he gets through the first line, it's very difficult to catch him. It just is. So I think a strategy would be better is to play a lot of cover one where you rush five guys and you do like a muddle huddle. It's kind of what the Falcons did to the Patriots when they sacked Drake May six times in that game and intercepted him once, where you basically pinch the edges so the walls come in around them, and then you make sure that you're very, very lane conscious when you're rushing. You don't do a lot of twists, a lot of stunts to get out of, kind of create these big gaps and just kind of close the walls in on them and then play cover one behind it, man-to-man, so the ball doesn't come out fast. To me, that would be the way to do it. But he will beat you with your legs, and it's demoralizing. For defense, you mentioned Fitzy, Christian Benford. All right, this guy is playing out of his mind right now. He's got two touchdowns in the last two games. He had a 63-yard pick six versus the Bengals. In the last two games, he's combined for two TDs, two interceptions, one fumble recovery, and one sack. He also allowed zero catches across 16 matchups versus Ja'Marr Chase. He's held Chase, Abuka, DK Metcalf, and Drake London to zero catches. And at a minimum, he had 10 matchups for each of those guys at a minimum and still held all those guys to zero catches. So that is a guy. And the good thing about the Patriots, they don't have like just one go-to guy. So wherever they put Benford, you might put him on, Steph Diggs on one play. But so what? They'll go to Hunter Henry. It's very difficult to kind of match up against the Patriots because you never know who's going to be highlighting the offense from week to week.
You mentioned the first game, Steph Diggs had a huge game. I forgot what it was, 110 yards, 10, 11 targets, bunch of catches. And people were wondering, well, was it because it was Buffalo, his former team? Was there a little, prove something to the former team? How much of a factor do you think he is in this game? Is he the number one receiver? Is that an issue you're talking about there, or is he just get in where he fits in?
I think he wants to be a part of the game plan, a big part of it. So my guess is he will be highlighted. My guess is he will be the emotional kind of, go-to guy before the game to get guys fired up. That's what I think. So my feeling is he will have as much of an impact in this game as he did in the first game.
The other thing you mentioned, man coverage. And if you're going to play man coverage, we saw it last week. The poor Bengals corner that was running down the field and had no idea that Josh Allen was running right behind him for a 40-yard touchdown. That's one of the gives and takes, right? If you play man coverage and you're running with the receiver down the field, Josh Allen could be. Is there a concern there? Do they mix in the zone of that?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. But if you're going to play man, then you better make sure you are very conscious of your rushes. Do not go behind the quarterback. Do not do twists to open up big seams there so that he stays in the pocket. You cannot let him out of the pocket if you're going to play man-to-man.
Who's the Bills wide receiver that you would fear the most that you'd want to actually play man on or even double up? Like you've got Shakir.
Kincaid, to me, is the guy.
Yeah, I think it's the tight ends.
Kincaid.
Yeah. I worry more about Knox the tight ends than any other receivers.
Yeah, Kincaid, I mean, he had 100 yards against the Patriots. Like, 100 yards against the Patriots in the first game. So, yeah, that's the guy. I mean, he's basically a receiver dressed up as a tight end.
Right. And then the other thing is James Cook, he's having a better year than I even knew. I just looked at their stats. I did not know he had 1,300 yards at this point. I knew he was having a good year, but four games to go. You're talking about a guy that could have 1,700, 1,800 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the Patriots run defense, we've seen it get more.
They're third in the NFL in run defense right now. They were at keeping teams to 70 yards a game. Now they're up to 90 yards a game.
Yeah, they've trended in the wrong direction. It started with the guy in Tampa. He was the first, I think, 50-yard running back. Then Chase Brown hit him, and it's now they seem a little more susceptible on the ground, and they're going against the best rushing attack in the National. Yeah. Is that a concern now?
Yeah.
Because we had accepted the run defense as maybe like the best part of the team early in the year. Yeah. We thought they were just, you know, piss and vinegar, show up, do their job, go home. Now it seems like they're a little more questionable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always concerned about run defense, you know me. So,
yep.
Definitely that's a concern. The red zone defense is a concern. They're the Patriots still defense. Although they've improved in a lot of different categories, the one they have not is red zone defense. They still are dead last in the red zone almost 75% of the time, giving up touchdowns. The Bills are one of the best red zone offenses. So something's going to give there. You know, just Josh Allen's ability to run in the red zone is dangerous. So look, don't let him in the red zone, and you'll have a better chance of winning this game. Once they get in there, I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah, you mentioned it. 12 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen. We talked about it yesterday when we were talking about Drake May, what we want to see more from him in the red zone. When you're close to the goal line, he can be a weapon for you. You could argue that Josh Allen is the best red zone weapon there is in the NFL.
No doubt.
Right? He's built like a big tailback. He's built like your LeGarrette Blount,
right, who could just blow through a QB draw.
Like a tight end.
Or he can run to the edges and then do the little tiptoe thing. Am I throwing it? Am I running? Am I throwing? Am I running?
Yeah.
You pick, and I'll tell you how I'm going to beat you on this play. So that's going to be a challenge for them.
Also, you got to look at kind of not only the stakes, but who's more motivated in this game? Who's more motivated and why?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Patriots can't be more motivated to win their first AFC East championship.
Who needs the game more?
Well, Buffalo needs it more.
So they're in theory, they are going to be more motivated because there's more on the line for Buffalo. Yeah, the Patriots, if the Patriots don't win this weekend, they can still win the division. That doesn't mean the division is they can wrap it up or they can lose this game. They got a 2-game lead on Buffalo. So, yeah, you can wrap it up. So there isn't pressure as much on the Patriots as there is on the Bills.
And for Josh, like we've talked about, Brady was maniacal, and does Patrick Mahomes have that maniacal? If you believe Josh Allen is one of those competitors, I don't even care about the standings. I don't think he's ready to give the torch to Drake May and the Patriots and just, you know what I mean? Like this game, as much as in the standings, also means you got swept by the Patriots. You are Josh Allen. You're the reigning MVP. You won the division 5 years in a row. And then all of a sudden, this second-year quarterback comes in and sweeps you?
You know what I loved? One of the things, many things I loved about Tom, playing with Tom, is he got more like this later in his career. But if there was a young hotshot that he was going up against, the talk of the town, the bell of the ball, it was almost like he wanted to make sure that that player got an ass whooping and and would limp out of the stadium after he played Tom because – don't forget, kid, I'm still the it guy. So your time isn't yet. It might be there someday, but I'm still the guy. I'm curious if Josh has that same attitude in this game.
So along those lines, maybe Drake May keeping him in line, teaching him a lesson. Obviously, that's the Bills' defense, which has not been great. They're a kind of a mediocre defense. That pass rush, you got Bosa.
Number one pass defense, though, in the league.
And we had like it's almost like we've accepted that the line is fine right now. Like 2 weeks ago, we were all worried about the line. Then they had a good enough performance against the Giants. How do we feel about that matchup of Vadarian Lowe? Jared Wilson's back on the practice field, so maybe he's back at left guard. How do we feel about that matchup against this defensive front?
I'm not that worried about it because you can scheme around it. You can you saw what they did. They chipped. They had help. They got the ball out fast. The fastest release time for Drake May was last week against that vaunted Giants front. They got to him, twice? But they're really non-factors. So you can negate that we saw by game planning it, by making sure the ball comes out fast. So I'm not that worried about it, Andy. I mean, and Ed Oliver, their best defensive lineman, he's been hurt for almost over a month, and he's been out all season. So Ed Oliver was in that first game against the Patriots. He is not going to be in this game, and that's a huge loss for the Bills. So I'm not as worried about the front. Against this offensive line.
Let's mix in the phone calls here. Go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. As always, great show. You guys are awesome. You really touch everything the way it needs to be. And we, as fans out here and listeners, we appreciate that. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. So on the game this weekend, I am a little concerned. If the weather turns out to be what it's looking like, you know, as we know, unfortunately, Drake May does not have a lot of experience with bad weather. But one advantage I find that the Patriots have over the Bills is they have a running game. So if they need to turn to that, we all know the Bills don't have a running game. But like you guys were just talking about, Josh Allen is a threat in the red zone, you know.
Thanks for the call, David.
Yeah, Dave, I think maybe he got that backwards. He doesn't realize what he was saying.
So,
but it's the Bills that have the best rushing attack, and the Patriots very much a subpar rushing attack.
James Cook has 1,300 yards rushing, a 5.3 yard average.
Yep.
Second is Josh Allen coming up on 500 yards rushing, 5.6 yard average.
How do you call that a rushing attack?
20 rushing touchdowns between them. So
I'm going to give him a pass, Dave.
Yeah, it happens.
Dave, I think maybe got the teams mixed up.
We all mix things up every once in a while. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tony and Revere. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. What really scares me is this guy, Kristen. Is it Benford?
Benford,
Buffalo?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that much about him. Where did he go to college? Anyway, I didn't hear that much about him.
I think he went to Auburn, perhaps.
I'm not sure. But
you got anything else,
exactly
Tony?
Sure. But anyway, he's good, and he's on a really affordable deal.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony.
Where do you go to college?
It's called Google. It's called AI. It's called ChatGPT. It's called Chip, if it's
To Villanova.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, don't look down your nose at FCS football, baby.
I just didn't expect.
CAA.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Let's go back to the phone lines to Richard in Salisbury. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are we doing? All right?
Good, man.
Hey, I've been working on this for a while, and I wanted to save it for your show. I listen to EI all day long in the car for work, and I love listening to your show in the afternoon. I got a nickname for Drake May, and, you know, I was thinking DM10, but I got something better.
Okay.
I'm thinking back from Talladega Nights, how about Shake and Bake Drake?
All right, thanks for the call, Richard. What do we think? Shake and Bake Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not that bad.
Wait
a minute. It's not worse than Drake May.
Correct.
Correct. We're listening. We're still listening.
I'm not going to just outright dismiss it. I'm going to put it on my shoulder, let it percolate there, and give me a couple days, and then I'll get back to you.
I also feel like Shake and Bake kind of falls in line with Skip and Rip. There's I don't know what it's called there, poetic something there. Yes, Dan Ball?
Doesn't Shake and Bake imply a duo? So is this Drake May and Will Campbell that they're Shake and Bake?
That's what it does imply.
Oh.
I almost think like if he had his go-to receiver.
Yeah, he doesn't yet.
If you had a number one, far and away, the number one receiver, it would be a Shake and Bake with his number one receiver.
Josh Allen strikes me as more of a Shake and Bake guy, as in he cooks and also he shakes guys off of him, or just flat out just shoves them off of him when he goes on his runs.
Does he have a nickname?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think Josh has one.
Mr. Awesome?
Josh Allen Allen?
No, I haven't heard that either. It's funny. Yeah, the great quarterbacks, the nicknames are not.
Who's he married to? Who's it?
Haley Steinfeld.
Mr. Seinfeld. That's his nickname.
That is a good name. If you were Ted Johnson, the middle linebacker, you could yell at him from across the ball. Hey, Mr. Steinfeld, how you doing? Where's your wife tonight?
Boy, gosh, I wish I was playing Sunday. Dang it.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to work in your phone calls, reacting to the news of the day, building up the Bills-Patriots game, but also complaining about the fact that the Red Sox did not land Pete Alonso. Up next, we're going to talk to Angry Lou Maloney, get his thoughts on Alonso, the pivot point, everything else, and QB under the tree. The gift of Angry Lou, the gift of an autographed football. That's all next here on WEEI. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills,
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.